First of all, our first guest this morning is Dr. Leah McNeil, who is a regular contributor to Chat with Women, and she joins a Chat with Women each week with her natural health tip. Dr. Leah, good morning.
Morning.
What advice do you have for us today? We all need to be healthy on this sunny spring day.
It's a sunny day, and it's a great day. And actually, this one's about immune system and our gut health, or intestinal health, I guess is a better way to put it.
That's a good thing to start with.
Did you know that 70% or more of your immune system is actually located in your intestines?
I didn't know it, but it doesn't surprise
that
me, actually.
It's amazing. People think, well, you know, it's our white blood cells. And I'm like, no, there's a tissue in our intestines called gut-associated lymphoid tissue.
Sure.
Or GALT, for short.
Okay, thank you.
And that tissue makes all sorts of antigens and antibodies and helps to protect our body against invasions of viruses and bacteria and everything. But when we have bad intestinal health from, well, maybe too much drinking, but not, you know, not red wine, of course.
Okay, you mean abusive drinking, not just sipping wine at 8 in the morning.
Right, right. Okay. See? It's the balance of
not
it all.
Not our problem, Jamie.
But, you know, a lot of people have diarrhea, constipation, bloating, gas, belching, and we don't think about it as being uncommon because you see all sorts of commercials on TV for laxatives and various things, and it's almost commonplace that there's intestinal issues.
Hey, I have a question for you, just because this morning I got up and I had a little Activa yogurt.
So you had your probiotics.
You know, and I was like, and this is interesting because I thought, well, you know, I do eat yogurt. I like yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a protein-based, you know, food. So if I'm not eating a lot, at least it makes me feel like I've had something to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I thought, well, I'm just going to read the ingredients here on the Activa. And I was really surprised to find fructose in there.
Yeah, at least it's not high fructose corn syrup, I hope. But fructose is fruit sugar.
Yeah.
The problem is fructose is better than sucrose.
Okay, well, that's good then.
It takes a little bit longer to break down, but corn syrup is actually far worse. We have way too much corn syrup, and sometimes fructose is derived from that. And, you know, they don't say the source.
Does the yogurt, does that work, though, that active ingredient in there? Does that actually work, the cultures, to help with your digestive system?
Well, yeah, it does. It does help. And actually, there's some probiotics in it, like acidophilus or bifidus or, you know, those kind of things. But it's just the selling point is, you know, eat this for 2 weeks and it'll regulate your system. It probably will, but if you get enough probiotics, like in a capsule, it won't take that long.
Oh.
If somebody has diarrhea or constipation and they get regular probiotics on a high level, then their intestinal system will actually be more imbalanced all the time.
Could you explain for a minute, because I know I have a friend right now, she's like, yes, I'm taking all kinds of probiotics, and I'm like, okay,
what exactly is that
and how do you take it and why do you take it?
Probiotics are bacteria. We have more bacteria, viruses, and critters in our gut than we do cells in our body.
Oh, my.
And some of those bacteria are good probiotics, like Acidophilus, Bifidus, Ramulus. There's a whole list of them. You'll usually probably hear Acidophilus more commonly, or Lactobacillus. You know,
okay.
Those are the two.
Mm-hmm.
But those bacteria help our gut to maintain pH. They help with digestion. They help keep the acidity in check. They help to keep yeast in check. There's a lot of things that these probiotics do to help keep our gut healthy. Therefore, our immune system healthy. And the healthier our gut is, it's just amazing how much it helps the immune system.
So how, in what form, then, would someone take actual probiotics? Is it a capsule? Is it a powder? Is it...
Either way. Actually, capsules probably are the most common and what people like the most. If a woman has a baby that has a yeast infection or has thrush or something, powder is used then.
Mm-hmm.
But capsules are the best. And I always tell people, if it's a good probiotic, it should not have to be taken every day. You take it like maybe initially for a week or two to seed the gut and kind of get it filled, you know, fill up the gut with bacteria, with the good stuff. But then if your body's working right, if your intestines are working right, you shouldn't have to continue to give yourself these probiotics all the time.
Is it because once you've built it up, it you start to sort of produce it more?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Self-regulates to a certain extent.
Exactly, because some probiotics have some fructooligosaccharides in them,
oh
or FOS, which is a substance that helps them continue to grow.
Okay.
So it's like a growth hormone for your bacteria.
That's very interesting, really. I was really curious about that.
Well, because we see so many commercials now for, I think, yogurt in particular with probiotics.
Right.
And what is that and how do you maintain it? And then in terms of just non-capsule form, what kind of things would you include in your diet to maintain health in your intestine?
Well, as far as diet, fiber is really important. It doesn't wipe them out or anything. It actually keeps the gut, the bulk of everything in there up, so you have a bowel movement every day. But not Metamucil, not psyllium. Those are, the worst kinds of fiber.
Okay.
Apple fiber, oat bran, flaxseed meal, all those kind of things are excellent
forms
of fiber.
I found at Costco recently green chickpeas. I've always eaten chickpeas canned, already cooked, but they were fresh chickpeas, and I threw them in a Caesar salad last night, and they were delicious. So would that be another source? Because those are fairly high in fiber.
Oh, yeah, all vegetables.
Okay.
All vegetables, beans, legumes, those are excellent forms. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't eat a lot of beans because of the gas component that happens with it.
And why is that?
Hello,
what's the relationship?
It's the skin of the bean.
Okay.
It's hard for us to break down.
All right. Thank you. That's good to know.
Excellent. I've actually never seen fresh chickpeas.
I haven't either. No, I was fascinated. And Mark looked at them and said, was that edamame? I said, no, they're chickpeas. He said, I thought they were brown. I said, well.
Brown and came in a can. That's what I thought, too.
But they were delicious. Yeah, they were great.
Oh, good.
So, anyway, it's always good to find a new way to incorporate vegetables into your diet. So I was excited about that.
So, Dr. Leah, tell people where they can find you and get a hold of you, because obviously you have a wealth of knowledge to bring us so that we can all feel healthier and better. So where are you located?
I'm in Bellevue, and my number is 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And all my information is also on chatwithwomen.com.
Excellent. Well, we thank you so much for bringing us this tip, and we're all going to go out and do our research on probiotics now.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening and you're interested in more information about your health, give Dr. Leah a call or go to her website. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. Enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.